A Philadelphia radio tradition for over 50 years. This is the Barry Reisman Show on WWDB Talk 860.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. Glad to have you with us. And we have a special show for you today. We have a series of programs called The Best of Barry that are broadcast on this radio station at various times. And we're going to play some of The Best of Barry shows during our special Thanksgiving broadcast. And we'll open up with this one.
Since 1965, Barry Reisman has hosted a one-of-a-kind program celebrating Jewish music from popular to klezmer and the glorious history of Philadelphia's storied neighborhoods and communities. Sit back, relax, and listen as we celebrate Barry, a radio legend and broadcast pioneer Hall of Famer, with a classic episode of music, interviews, and stories. It's The Best of Barry.
Over the past 55 years, I've had the opportunity to interview hundreds of notable guests from all walks of life. On this special series of programs, we'll take you back years and decades as we replay some of my favorites. Let's do one of them right now. Neil Sedaka had tons of hit records and wrote so many other songs, and he was a guest on my program. So let's go back a few years when Neil Sedaka came out with an album of Jewish music.
Barry, all these years, people thought I was Italian with this nose.
You're right.
It is a Jewish nose.
That's what everybody said to me when they found out that I'm going to be having Neil Sedaka. They said, is he Jewish? But I understand your name, Sedaka, really comes from the word tzedakah.
It's a Hebrew word meaning charity.
Yeah.
But they thought I was Japanese years ago. They thought I was Spanish. But I am remembering my roots. I'm proud of them.
Neil, you were one of the guest judges on American Idol.
Oh, my God. I couldn't walk in the street.
Oh, my God.
People,
boy.
12-year-olds were stopping me for autographs on the street. 30 million people watched. The five finalists sang all Neil Sedaka songs. Love Will Keep Us Together,
yeah.
Bad Blood,
I
Where the
it.
Boys Are. But Clay Aiken topped it with the solitaire, and he is an incredible kid. What a voice.
Boy, you must be a big, busy guy with the English songs you have, with the writing, and now with this Yiddish. Let's get back to the Yiddish thing.
I want to hear Via Hin Zolich Gein. Cut is so pretty.
You want to hear Via Hin Zolich Gein by Neil Sedaka? Let's hear it right now.
V'ahin zolich gein, wer ken entfernen mir? V'ahin zolich gein, as verschlossen jede Tier, siehst die Welt groß genick, nor for mir is engin klein. Wie a Blick mit Zurich siehst du stört jede Brick. Wie a hin soll ich gehen? Tell me, where can I go? There's no place I can see. Where to go, where to go? Every door is closed for me. To the left, to the right. It's the same in every land. Tell me, where can I go? And it's me who should know. Won't you please understand? Thank you. door daarheen wil ik gaan. In mijn land was het vrij. Door daarheen wil ik gaan. Wie is als vind u snij? Allein wie Jiddischkeit blieb, lieben wert und frei der Jid. Israel in sein Heim, der Jid frei in sein Heim, dort dahin will ich gehen. Now I know where to go, where my folks proudly stand. Let me go, let me go to that precious promised land. No more left, no more right. Lift your head and see the light. I am proud, can't you see? For at last I am free, no more wandering for me.
That is Neil Sedaka. Neil Sedaka is on the line with us. Very honored to have him. Neil, with all the hit music you've recorded, what made you decide to record an album of Jewish music?
I've been so blessed over the years that I wanted to give back to my own people. I weep when I hear these as the most gorgeous songs. It reminds me of growing up in Brighton Beach, and it was a wonderful, happy time. You know, people left their doors open. We didn't lock our doors. We walked in for Danish and coffee and neighbors' houses, and it was a wonderful time. The most dangerous weapon we brought to high school was a slingshot. Thank right. you.
I know you have to go, Neil, so I want to let you introduce the song we're going to play now and tell us a little bit about it and what it means to you, and then we're going to play it.
This Yiddish Mama, of course, is the all-time favorite. Sophie Tucker had a hit with it. But I wanted to do both the English and the Yiddish. And you know, I did this on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1961, and he right. almost stopped me from singing it during the rehearsal.
Really?
He said, you know, I don't know, maybe it's too Jewish, Neil. It finally got on. I did it on the Ed Sullivan Show live Sunday night.
Well, you're going to do it right now.
Thanks, Barry. It's so good to talk to you. Looking forward to seeing you.
Of things I should be thankful for, I've had a goodly share. And as I sit here in the comfort of a cozy chair, my fancy takes me to a humble East Side tenement. 3 flights up in the rear to where my childhood days were spent. It wasn't much like paradise, but mit the dirt and all, there sat the sweetest angel. One that I fondly call my Yiddish mama. Es gibt nicht besser in der Welt. A Yiddish Mama, I very bitter when she fell. Wie schön und lustig is namens du. Wie treurig findest der Welt, wenn Gott nimmt dir euch vollem Habu in Wasser und Feier. Wollt sie gelaufen vor ihr Kind, nicht halten, ihr teilen, das ist gewiss der größte Sinn. Oi, wie glücklich und reich ist der Mensch, wo's hat, als er schöne Matune geschenkt von Gott. Nur dein altes jüdische Mama, oh Mama of mine, my jüdische Mama, I need her more than ever now, my jüdische Mama, I'd love to kiss her wrinkled brow. I long to hold her hand once more, as in days gone by, and ask her to forgive me for things I did that made her cry. How few were her pleasures. She never cared for fashion style. Her jewels and her treasures, she found them in her baby's smiles. Oh, I know that I owe what I am today to that dear little lady, so old and gray, to that wonderful Yiddish mama.
You're listening to our special Thanksgiving program featuring the best of Barry. And we've got another edition coming up right after this. Do you have a plan for the future? One of the most important things you should plan for now are your arrangements at Shalom or Roosevelt Memorial Parks. Why leave important decisions to others when you are able to choose together? Why leave the financial burden to the next generation? Your family will know your final wishes and they won't be wondering what you would have wanted. When you make plans for the future, you'll feel so much better today and you'll be giving the priceless gift of peace of mind to your family and yourself. Make an appointment to visit Roosevelt or Shalom for a park tour and receive a free personal planning guide. Home appointments are available and interfaith families are welcome. Shalom Memorial Park in Huntington Valley, 215-673-5800. Roosevelt Memorial Park in Trevos, 215-673-7500. Honoring your past while protecting your future. Look for the ad in the Jewish Exponent.
Discover spirituality for everyday living with Religion and Inspiration with Cantor Scott Borsky. Celebrant, educator, chaplain, and speaker, Cantor Scott Borsky will open your eyes to the joy and meaning in our everyday lives with a generous dose of good humor. Cantor Borsky can help everyone discover inspiration in the everyday moments of their religion, background, tradition, and beliefs. It's 30 minutes well spent. Religion and Inspiration with Cantor Scott Borsky, Sunday mornings at 7:30 on WWDB.
This is our special Thanksgiving program, something a little different. We don't do this too often. We're playing The Best of Barry, which is broadcast on this radio station at various times of the day, but we're doing it during my show. Let's have another episode of The Best of Barry as we wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Since 1965, Barry Reisman has hosted a one-of-a-kind program celebrating Jewish music from popular to klezmer and the glorious history of Philadelphia's storied neighborhoods and communities. Sit back, relax, and listen as we celebrate Barry, a radio legend and broadcast pioneer Hall of Famer, with a classic episode of music, interviews, and stories. It's The Best of Barry.
Back in the 60s and 70s, you couldn't possibly put the Merv Griffin Show on or the Mike Douglas Show or any of the other interview shows without getting a chance to hear and see Aliza Kashi. Many appearances throughout the Delaware Valley as well. And she was a frequent guest on my program. So how about if on today's edition of The Best of Barry, we say hello to Aliza Kashi.
Aliza, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Barry Reisman.
Oh, boy.
And hello, people of Philadelphia in the immediate world. Hello, people.
It is so good to hear your voice.
Yes, thank you very much.
There are so many memories, Aliza Kashi, yes, with you and this area, and you did so many different appearances here. Where do you live now? Tell me where you, tell our listeners where you live.
I live in Los Angeles. It's already 30 years.
Wow.
In the lovely house. And I believe that you know that I retired from singing 6 or 7 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And since then, I'm just studying to play the piano, which is good for my soul. It's good for my brain to fight Alzheimer's that comes with a lot of people old age. So it just gives me a lot of things to do during the day. And just living without any obligation, just enjoying my life.
I know that you retired from singing, but fortunately we have so many of your tapes and records that I can always have Aliza Kashi singing.
Isn't
on the program.
Isn't it the lovely thing with technology, what we can do?
Yeah.
That we are still around. Even though we are not around, we are still around.
Yeah. I mean, I've got so many of your tapes that you personally gave me.
Isn't it lovely?
And I still play. You did so many TV shows. I guess what Merv Griffin, I used to always see on Merv show.
Right, right. And you know, I did also a lot of Mike Douglas.
Yes.
In Philadelphia, we used to travel there just to do the show and come back. And it was a really lovely time. Philadelphia has beautiful, beautiful memories for me.
Oh, yeah.
Besides the getting married there. I got divorced somewhere else.
You got married Latin, you got divorced somewhere else.
Yes.
What was your big break, do you think?
Merv Griffin Show. The first year that I arrived to America and I was performing at the Stabra nightclub in Manhattan. I came there from Canada and they saw me and they invited me, Merv Griffin Show invited me. And you know, in the beginning, they invited me not to sing, but just to sit and talk.
Really?
Yeah. And then I sang. It was lovely.
How did the Hello People sing? I mean, everybody, wherever you go now, it's Hello People.
Hello People. You know how it started? Before coming to America, I left Israel, and I was invited to Argentina. And from there, I went to Brazil, and Peru, and Chile, Uruguay, all Latin America. And when I was in Brazil, the people who speak their Portuguese, I had some friends there. When they came into the room, they said, "Hola, gente," which means hello, people. And it stayed with me. So when I came on stage on Merv Griffin, I said hello to Merv Griffin. I said hello to Arthur Treacher. And then there were people there. So I said, hello, people.
And that caught.
It was a natural thing to say hello, people. You say hello to everybody you see.
Aliza, were you surprised when I called you a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, I was, because it was from the past.
Right.
But it is lovely, lovely.
Aliza, do you miss performing on stage? I mean, you did so many television and stage and recording. Do you miss it?
I'll tell you, because I play the piano, I'm studying classical music and also popular stuff. This fills my soul, so I do not miss it.
Mm-hmm.
If if I would have just be a housewife or a normal person, maybe I would miss it. But the fact that I can feel it with music, it is enriches me, and I really do not miss it.
Let's play another one of your songs.
Thank you so much.
I don't know. I'm going to let you pick. I've got Ve'ulai and I've got Hallelujah. Take your pick.
Ve'ulai.
Can you give us the background of that song?
Yes. Ve'ulai was written by a woman poet, Rachel, one of the most loveliest women poet of Israel. And this song, it's a love song to the Lake Kinneret in the north of Israel. And she says, maybe the whole thing never happened. I never woke up early in the morning to plow your fields or sit on top of a wagon full of hay and sing love songs for the Kinneret, the Ulai.
And
maybe,
I love the way you sing this one too, Aliza.
Thank you. I love it too.
The Ulai. The Ulai. Lo hayu hadvarim meolam. Lo hishkamti b'shachar lagan leovdo bezeat apai meolam beyamim arukim veyokdim shel katzi. Mim Roma agalla amusat alumot lo natati coli beshir meolam lo tarti bitchelet shokta uvetom she. Halamti chalom shekineret sheli hoy kineret sheli hayit o chalamti.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That is just, I just love that. I saw you many times singing that in a concert, and you could hear a pin drop in the room when you sang
know,
that
I
song.
You know, I think that I did it very well, if I may say so myself.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so quiet and so inside, you know. I always knew that in order to reach people's heart, it has to come out from your heart.
Yeah.
You cannot reach people just from the mouth. If it comes from the heart, it reaches the heart.
Aliza Akashi on The Best of Barry, our special Thanksgiving program. And let's have another one.
Since 1965, Barry Reisman has hosted a one-of-a-kind program celebrating Jewish music from popular to klezmer and the glorious history of Philadelphia's storied neighborhoods and communities. Sit back, relax, and listen as we celebrate Barry, a radio legend and broadcast pioneer Hall of Famer, with a classic episode of music, interviews, and stories. It's The Best of Barry.
Wow, what a treat we have for you today. One of my guests was the brilliant klezmer musician Andy Statman. and he just makes that clarinet sing and talk. So let's go right to the recording of the best of Barry and hear some of the interview, some of the conversation with Andy Statman. But first, let's hear some of his music.
That is Andy Statman. I just love that new CD. I've got Andy Statman on the line. I was going to go into the commercial break, but rather than do that, let's go before I miss out on all that good feeling from that great music. I'll hold the commercials. We'll play them later because I want to go right from there, right to Andy Statman. Andy, how you doing?
Thank God. How are you?
Oh, I am terrific. Every time I play your music, I just get I quail. It sounds so good. I'm walking around in the air. It makes me feel great.
Thanks very much. Well, they're wonderful melodies.
So. Oh, this Andy, you know, this album, you've outdone yourself. This is just, I think I got it last week, and I've been playing it every day since. It's Andy Statman, Wisdom, Understanding, and Knowledge, Melodies of the Lubavitcher Hasidim. You ever hear the expression, you can make the clarinet talk? You really
sure,
do.
Sure.
You really do.
Thank you.
Boy, you've really, how many CDs do you have out now?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
You don't even know.
15, actually, there's going to be another probably 5 coming out in the next few months as well.
You were on the air with me a long time ago, and I'm so happy to have you back again. You are very much responsible for the resurgence in klezmer music. You know, for a while, klezmer had, I guess, sort of a bad name. People said, don't play any of it at a wedding or anything. But I guess over the last 10 years, it's caught on like wildfire.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened? What brought it back?
Well, I guess people started, you know, having interest in, you know, traditional, you know, Jewish music. I think, you know, people needed to hear it, and it has a particular emotional and spiritual quality that other types of Jewish music don't have. So I think it's moved a lot of people.
How would you, I mean, if I were to ask you to give me a dictionary definition of klezmer, how would you define, is there a way of defining that word? I mean, what that kind of music is?
Well, you know, it means basically, from, you know, in the Hebrew, klezmer, you know, the vessel or instrument of song.
Yeah.
And basically, klezmer music is really the, comes out of the Hasidic vocal tradition. Most of the great klezmorim, in fact, most of the klezmorim, particularly in Europe, were, you know, Hasidim, came from Hasidic families, and, you know, the ones who came in, you know, from Europe to America, Dave Tarras and Feli Brandwein, were from Hasidic families. And basically what it is it's an instrumental version of Hasidic vocal music.
Ah.
Or compositions that are written that would show the virtuosity of the musician, but it would invoke the same feeling as a Hasidic melody, a Hasidic dance. So the particular feeling that people get from the music is really coming from you know, the Hasidic movement. Basically.
Now there is a I guess I'll, for want of a better word, call it a new kind of klezmer that I'm getting a lot of it lately. A new kind of klezmer that my ears have not gotten used to yet. I don't hear you doing it on any of your CDs, but it goes kind of wild. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, the kind of music I'm talking about.
Possibly. I mean, I experiment with the music a lot in terms of, I've mainly been recording actual Hasidic melodies, you know, sometimes with improvisations, you know, which can, you know, which are based on the melody, and sometimes not, but I have, I try and have a fidelity to the emotional quality of what the melody is about, and, you know, when I play live, and they're a little more expansive. It really depends on the record, I guess.
Now, I know that from our last conversation that Dave Tarras was one of your mentors, and you have his clarinet. Do you still have that?
Yeah, sure. I play it every day.
Yeah? Is that the one you use? I mean, is that your main?
That's the main clarinet recorded on this record, sure.
Oh, that's Dave. That's the Dave Tarras clarinet, huh?
Well, that's one. I have a few of his. Yeah, he had several clarinets, yeah.
So
that was his main one.
Dave Tarras, he was in a class by himself also. He had a bunch of klezmer stuff out. The CD, this CD, Wisdom, Understanding, and Knowledge, is this out on the market now?
Yeah, you know, it's mainly being, first of all, you can get it through Amazon.com, and I think the main way to get it is through Amazon.com, but some of the Jewish distributors online, like Tara, and some others, I think, are also beginning to carry it.
Yeah. The Melodies of the Lubavitcher Hasidim. I notice, and that's the subtitle of it, the Lubavitchers have a wonderful, wonderful feeling for melody. I've heard a lot of Lubavitcher melodies, and it's just delightful, the gift of melody that the Lubavitch gave us. And you've picked all that up, and you either I can hear you're laughing, I can hear you crying in here. It's just incredible.
Thank you. Well, they're, like I said, they're wonderful melodies. So, you know, and they have, you know, hundreds of them.
Well, Andy, I'm so glad I got you on the air. I was going to put you on the spot like I did last time. I was going to ask if you had your clarinet around. I was going to ask you to, you know, play it, but you don't have it handy. I know you told me.
No, I'm sorry.
But last time I had you on the air, and it came out really nice over the phone. I said, hey, Andy, you have that clarinet around? Let's go back and talk about Dave Tarras a little bit. I saw a TV program, and this goes back years ago, about some of the old-time klezmer musicians, and Dave Tarras was one of the featured artists in that, and it made me feel kind of bad that he didn't make very much money. He signed away his rights for like $50 a song or something.
Well, the truth is, you know, that's not entirely true.
Oh.
I mean, you know, he showed me checks that he was getting regularly from, he was a member of ASCAP, which collected, you know, performance rights. And, you know, in terms of his publishing, I think he did sign away a bunch of that, but not everything. And, you know, but I don't, the truth is, I don't know how much these records really ever sold. So, I mean, he certainly, you know, would have made more than he had made. But I know he was getting something in the last years when
right.
I knew him.
So so wasn't as bad as it sounded on TV then?
No, but I'm certain he was taken advantage of, particularly in the early years.
Yeah. Andy, I want to thank you for being with us and especially for giving us this music. I want to play another CD before we say goodbye to you. I want to ask you to introduce it and tell us, I'm going to play the Song of Joy. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Okay, before that, I just want to say hello to a friend who's an excellent musician and a tremendous collector who didn't want me to mention his name out of modesty, so I'm just saying hello to him.
Okay.
Anyway, you know, these Songs of Joy are basically, you know, up-tempo Hasidic dances. They're called Rikudim.
Nigun Simcha.
This is really where the typical, you know, up-tempo klezmer melody will come from. These types of melodies.
Andy Statman, the CD is Wisdom, Understanding, and Knowledge. Everybody, get it in your collection. You will not be able to stop playing it. Great talking to Andy. I'm going to play your CD once again right now.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's great to talk to you. And once again, you can get it through Amazon.com.
All right. You have a website, by the way?
I have a website. It's andystatman.org.
over 130 years, the Jewish Exponent has helped answer what it means to be Jewish in Philadelphia. For generations, the print publication has remained the primary source of local, national, global, and Israeli-related Jewish news for the entire Delaware Valley. In fact, they haven't missed an edition since it first rolled off the presses in 1887. Today, the Exponent has evolved into a multimedia experience that informs and entertains hundreds of thousands of readers online, on a mobile device, at work, and at home. If you have kids in college, parents, or friends living out of town, if you are new to town or have lived here forever, the Jewish Exponent is the source to stay in touch with the Jewish community. To subscribe or advertise, visit JewishExponent.com or call 215-832-0700. Teens, college students, young professionals, parents, and grandparents are all asking each other, how do you read the Jewish Exponent?
Do you have a plan for the future? One of the most important things you should plan for now are your arrangements at Shalom or Roosevelt Memorial Parks. Why leave important decisions to others when you are able to choose together? Why leave the financial burden to the next generation? Your family will know your final wishes, and they won't be wondering what you would have wanted. When you make plans for the future, you'll feel so much better today, and you'll be giving the priceless gift of peace of mind to your family and yourself. Make an appointment to visit Roosevelt or Shalom for a park tour and receive a free personal planning guide. Home appointments are available, and interfaith families are welcome. Shalom Memorial Park in Huntington Valley, 215-673-5800. Roosevelt Memorial Park in Trevose, 215-673-7500. Honoring your past while protecting your future. Look for the ad in the Jewish Exponent. But I hope you're enjoying this special Thanksgiving program. We're bringing you some episodes of The Best of Barry. And let's have another one right now.
Since 1965, Barry Reisman has hosted a one-of-a-kind program celebrating Jewish music from popular to klezmer and the glorious history of Philadelphia's storied neighborhoods and communities. Sit back, relax, and listen as we celebrate Barry, a radio legend and broadcast pioneer Hall of Famer, with a classic episode of music, interviews, and stories. It's The Best of Barry.
My next guest is someone whose father and daughter also are very well known in the world of show business. His father was Mickey Katz, and his daughter is the actress Jennifer Grey. You know who I'm talking about? Joel Grey. He was a guest on the program, and we're going to hear some of the conversation. But first, let's play a song that was written by Mickey Katz for Joel Grey. In fact, you'll hear Mickey Katz playing the clarinet in the middle of this song. It's called Papa Play For Me. Here's Joel Grey. Then we'll hear the conversation.
Papa, play a little by thine zither, please. Play it on your clarinet, I is the seas. Deep band and say the I listening to. Give shine a blues, my path in you. When I hear that Hamish sound, the music goes around and around. Talk to minor, give a blues, it's time to move. Did A. Nicholas climbing not us too? Play that haunting melody that you talked to me when I was only three. Come on, Papa, please get set. Spiel for me on your clarinet. Thank you. Every craft is so much higher, dig, whoa, that a minor. Every note says mir gefällt. Papa, du bist deinen in der Welt. Papa, how you play so shame. Mule ta, mule fein. Papa, play a little for dein Zindler, please. Spiel, Papa, eyes the Papa, do this to Swinger.
Okay, that was Joel Gray, Papa Play for Me. Now let's hear some of my conversation with Joel Gray.
Joel, how you doing?
Great. Thank you, Barry. Barry, with the fair des Gewinn is sehr glitchig.
That sounds familiar. What type of memories do you have from growing up in your father's house? Was your father like he sounds on the music? Did he talk like that?
No.
Did he act like that?
No.
Tell me about your father.
He was born in Cleveland, Ohio, so he was a totally modern person. I mean, he didn't have any old country stuff except for what he got, the treasure of inheritance that he got from his parents, who were from the old country. But he himself was very Americanized. He was in love with jazz music. His idols were Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw. And he was never on the Yiddish stage, per se. What happened is that he was with Spike Jones and his City Slickers and traveling out to California with Spike Jones, making records with him. One day he was in the record studio, and he had written a parody, which he always liked to do. And he was singing, I geb mir heim mit der Weibel ischein with the sheps and die Ziegelach leifen. And the control room key was open to the where they were recording. And the producer, who was not Jewish, heard this insane parody and was laughing and decided to record him. And the rest of it is history because, as soon as that record came out, it was played outside record stores all over the country. People would stand and laugh. And it started a whole career, and that's what led to the Borscht Capades.
But, in addition to, I'm telling you, of course you know, in addition to the parodies, Mickey Katz had a terrific orchestra. He played some great music.
Fantastic. But he was a very, very strong clarinetist in a jazz idiom, and the klezmer music was something that was just very, very close to his heart, and I think it came from his immigrant parent background.
You know, it's interesting that klezmer music has had a tremendous resurgence with the Klezmer Conservatory Band and Don Byron. Yeah.
Well, Klezmer Conservatory Band was with us in Florida. They were the band, and they were superb. Now, how is it not Reisman instead of Reisman?
Because my father pronounces it Reisman.
Okay, shall I tell you? Did you hear the joke about the girl who was auditioning, the girl singer?
No.
And she's saying, you say potato, and I say potato, you say tomato, and I say tomato, potato, potato, tomato, tomato, let's call the whole thing off. And the guy says, that's fine, thank you, Mrs. Epstein. She says, Epstein.
Okay, that was some of my conversation with Joel Gray. Now let's hear his dad, Mickey Katz, singing his version of Home on the Range.
Music that makes you feel good is right here with Barry Reisman on WWDB AM 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Whoa, Achashverus, you slim, open up them corral and let inside the kettle, Dalton. Take it easy with the chef's alach. It's time already to put on the feeding bag. Give me a hand, mit a Weibele schein, where the sheps and the Ziegelach leifen. Hoi, give me a Haus, mit gesinnte Cowboys, und a couple hundert Kettel zu verkaufen. Heime, heime, auf den Rhein, please drive in and bring plenty of change. They play mit a Joker, a nice game of closed poker, hier dorten, in a high school auf den Rhein.
Honey child, It's a Vergnügen to have dear mit mir auf dem Range. We'll take a look underneath him from Mother's Nature.
Mother's Nature.
Bamer, Blumen.
And Woman.
Side by side, we'll take a schmeck. A schmeck tabak. I'm gonna take you places, honey. I'm gonna take you to Oy Vegas. I'll also take you to the mountains, to the boulders. Boulders, schmolders, a big is in. Honey, child. Honey, knedel. Honey, lecker. Honey, knish, you all. I'll take you to the hills, Dalton. And in the hills, we're going to kill, we're going to hug a mountain lion.
You don't know what it is, a mountain lion? A mountain lion is an alter cougar. Kia! Bum chitty bim chitty bum chitty bim 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 bum. Hey, let it take Have all your boys with a feathers given is their glitchy.
All right, Mickey Katz. Let's make this a family affair. You heard from Joel Gray. You heard from Mickey Katz. Now let's hear from Jennifer Gray singing one of the songs of her grandfather. Here we go.
Born in the wild of the Lansing Street, home of gefilte fish and kosher meat. And he bit the knife, oh, held at sea. He flicked him a chicken when he was only three. Golden, golden pocket. He sat in the sun on the rocket in the bucket. Golden, golden pocket. The king of the land seems free. South, a looking for a maidel. He met himself a satskalot called Daisy's Cradle. From near and far they went to the chuppie. They elected him president of the B'nai Mississippi. So there's Dolly Crockett, to that in the thunder.
Stick around. That was great.
All right, that's Jennifer Gray, and that is going to do it for today's edition of The Best of Barry. Let's close it out with one more song by Joel Gray.
Jewish music, a part of your life on The Barry Reisman Show on WWDB AM 860.
Lots of folks say boys like me don't know from Yiddishkeit. All we know is football, dances, and the fights. But I've got news for all you folks who think we've gone astray. My heart just bursts with pride at every Jewish holiday.
I love Pesach, Sizamachaya, hoy, hoy. I love gefilte fish and matzah braya. Everybody sits around the table at the Seder. On one end sits the Tate, on the other end the Zeder. Chad Gad Yoh, Chad Gad Yoh. Dizabinin Abba Bisre Zuze. Chad Gad Yoh, Chad Gad Yoh. Shavuos is so beautiful. With Pop, I go to shul. Confidentially, I like it, 'cause I can stay out of school. I love the part that they all sing right after the Olenu, and the audience chants that ageless melody of Enkel Olenu.
Ein Gamal Kainu, Ein Kemoshu, Ainu. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, those are wonderful holidays. But still, you know, my very favorite yuntif is... Simchas Torah, yeah, Simchas Torah. Now, now, that's a day when you forget your tzaras. Just see the kids all marching with a flag and with an apple, while Papa carries baby Akasuntum in sein Keppel. Holidays, holidays, we even had a sukkah. I love Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Purim and Chanukah. Now that we have Israel, our folks are off the fence. L'shon abod Yerushalayim, good yontif, friends.
WWDB. When it comes to talk radio, others may try, but no one comes close to WWDB. Nobody does it better.
Time.